was a really black day for nature, natural riverways, and it's affecting our Carndonagh River, the Glenagannon River. I was alerted on Friday morning last that constituents thought there was fish dead in the river. I contacted Dr. Ferry, I contacted Inland Fisheries, and unfortunately at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, Dr. Ferry's office confirmed that there's been a significant kill in the Glenagannon River. At that stage, they were still hoping to establish that's what they call the source of contaminants. And yesterday, IFI would have said that their work was from the mouth of the river at Trabrega back up to its source, and they estimated a 2,000 fish kill.
And as a councillor, you have been an ardent supporter of the rights of nature. For instance, you've been very vocal on environmental issues in council matters. So is this a grave disappointment and a shame that such a massive fish kill can happen despite efforts by you and others to try and curb some of these massive environmental incidents?
When I think of the Glenagannon River, I think of the clean, breathing water it is for fishing. I think of all the good works done by Inishowen Rivers Trust as they want to remove the Japanese knotweed, etc. But this was really a dark day and an upsetting day. And really, I think there's a message that has to come out, and that is we have to take responsibility for our rivers, and government departments must be answerable to the local councillors when they highlight many, many issues that relate to the rivers. And again, you're correct. I am pro-environment, pro-biodiversity, and listening to the IFI, the Inland Fisheries Ireland spokesperson, that it could be a long recovery time for the Glenagannon River was very disheartening.
So do you believe then that there is maybe a lack of accountability, maybe on the government in terms of not having stringent enough environmental measures, and perhaps for the perpetrators of such incidents, these fish kills more often than not are not natural? There often is a contaminant involved in such things. Do you believe that more accountability and more measures have to be put in place to discern this type of activity that leads to these mass fish kills?
I do, surely. We in Inishowen, since the deluge of 2017, have found those responsible at government level for rivers difficult to find or not available at all. And the people who live in this community know their rivers. They know when there's issues that requires attention. And on Friday last, prior to receiving this awful news about Glenagannon, councillors had met with Donna Park residents where we were looking at river erosion and looking for assistance. And that message goes out there. There's been too many things happening to and in our rivers and river systems, and we need answers as to who is responsible, where are they, and on the ground they should be here to assist.